The pleasure principle is the habit of cutting taxes and resisting even temporary emergency taxes without knowing or trying to know their budget consequences. It is an addiction to abominations like the so-called income tax kicker that coughs up tax refunds in the good times when the state should be saving for a rainy day. It is trust misplaced in a runaway initiative and referendum system rather than in leaders we elect to govern us. The consequences are bizarre. Voters have effectively removed fiscal policy from the governor and the legislature and given it over to private industry, the ballot measure industry run by the Pied Pipers of the free lunch. In their latest ploy, these false prophets are working to repeal an emergency tax increase without explaining which vital services will have to be cut to make up for the revenue loss. Indeed, they are pretending that no vital services will have to be cut. This process relegates modern Oregon governors and legislators to a kind of shovel brigade. Their function is to clean up the mess, if they can, after the parade passes. Prudence should have told us to save resources during the boom times of the 90s to protect vital services from the recession now upon us. But, egged on by the same P.T. Barnums who opposed the surcharge, Oregonians spent the boom years cutting taxes, refunding taxes, and cutting and refunding them again. The recession has reduced the state's budgeted revenue by $800 million, and without the temporary surcharge, budgets for schools, colleges, cops, and kids will be cut to the bone to rebalance the books. There was a time when governors like Tom McCall, Mark Hatfield, and Oswald West presided over an Oregon that was the envy of the nation, when Oregon's public schools were stable, when its universities were strong, when its police and parks were among the nation's best. No more. We gave that up for the pleasure principle, believing that the only good money is that which we keep in our pockets, not that which we invest in our community. This is how we got to be 46th in the nation in support of our public schools, and how it came to be that 33% of our high school students end up dropping out, and why 1 in 4 of our children are living in hunger. Having pocketed our false savings, we Oregonians are paying through the nose. This is Les Lacoine.